This either represents the cream of the crop, or he and I are really bad at drawing straws. One or the other. You know, we when I was in Pittsburgh 30 years ago, I started looking for pieces for horn alone. And two of the pieces I came upon were the Amram, which we're going to do later, and a man named Joseph Ott had written a piece for horn and tape, and that was a lot of fun to play. It was harder to rehearse those things back then because it was on a tape, and so, you know, it wasn't so easy to find. If you wanted to go back and rehearse something, it wasn't always so easy to find the place as it is now with all the electronic stuff we have at our disposal. But I just want to thank you for being willing to hear these things again after 30 years, because I haven't gotten to play them in an awfully long time, and I'm really looking forward to it. So I'll start with that. This is not a tape. This is a different piece. He's not the tape. Thank you.
Thank you.